government buildings are usually pretty easy to spot, with big signs featuring their names and logos. Even agencies with some of the most sensitive information share their whereabouts. But in downtown Fresno, one government office flies so far under the radar that most who walk past would never know what's behind its mirrored glass windows. And as FM89's Carrie Klein reports, the secretive nature of this office is drawing concern from immigration lawyers and advocates.
The building is on L Street downtown. It looks pretty innocuous. Beige brick, red trim, and tall reflective windows. There's no sign on the door. In fact, nothing at all out front except the street number, a wheelchair accessible sticker, and a key card reader with an intercom. But there are security cameras, at least seven of them on the building, and a handful of roll-top garage doors where government vehicles pull in and out. On the day I visit, a van parked out front reads Department of Homeland Security.
It's really a building with some mirror windows across a hotel, and you have no idea that it's actually a federal agency in there.
Angelica Salceda is an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union in Fresno. She's never been inside the building, but her clients have.
What we know of is from different stories that people have shared of where they end up getting processed.
Getting processed. This office is run by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, a division of Homeland Security. It's neither an administrative office nor a long-term detention center, but something in between. Like Salceda said, a processing center for individuals ICE believes are in the country illegally.
If someone gets detained here in Fresno or a nearby county, they'll likely get sent to the L Street location, get processed. From there, that's when they would be sent to another detention facility.
It's a waypoint for new detainees before being moved to longer-term facilities or being deported. As far as we know, what's happening here is not illegal, and it's not all that uncommon. But this facility, like many, is completely unmarked. It's not listed on the ICE website. Like Salceda, most attorneys we spoke to found out about it only through clients. And this shroud of secrecy has lawyers and advocates concerned about due process and civil rights. The office is at 733 L Street, near Bitwise and the Hilton DoubleTree. According to a lease obtained by Valley Public Radio, it's about 10,000 square feet in size, and the U.S. government rents it from United Security Bank. As for what's inside, the ICE press office was unresponsive to multiple interview requests for this story. So I decided to visit the office myself. At about 9:30 a.m. last Thursday, I walked up to the mirrored front door and rang the buzzer.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi there. Yeah, I'm a reporter with Valley Public Radio, and I was just curious if this is an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office?
It sure is.
Okay, great. I was wondering, I asked a few questions. If I could get a tour, why there's no sign, what they do here, and he politely deflected all of them. He finally cut me off after about 30 seconds.
Okay, that's going to be it, ma'am.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thanks. I couldn't get inside, but someone who has is Camille Cook. She's an immigration attorney in Fresno. She says, picture waiting in the reception area of a tiny doctor's office.
And there's like a window there where you would think that there would be a person that would be helping people, but there's no person at the window. And then there's a locked door, and so you basically sit there and wait for somebody to come out of the door.
Another immigration attorney recalled seeing three or four holding cells beyond that locked door. ICE does not make much information public about its facilities or detainees, but within data provided by the agency via the Freedom of Information Act, we found a detention center known as the Fresno Hold Room that may be this facility. Some local attorneys have heard this name, others haven't, but their client stories are consistent with hold room policies, which state detainees can be held no longer than 12 hours. According to the data, in an 11-month period of 2015, close to 1,100 detainees passed through the Fresno hold room. Another 2,600 passed through a hold room in Bakersfield. Those are two out of a network of 100 hold rooms used throughout the U.S. that year, within a total of more than 600 short and long-term facilities. On ICE's website, however, the agency lists only 112 detention centers, and none of them are hold rooms. Cook argues this lack of transparency extends beyond basic public information. The families of detainees don't always know where their loved ones are. And in many cases, Cook says ICE may transfer her clients out of the Fresno facility before she can get there to speak with them.
They are not a service agency, and they are not very friendly to attorneys. And that can make it extremely difficult sometimes to try to make sure that my clients receive the due process that they have a right to under the 6th and 4th Amendments of the U.S. Constitution.
Detainees may spend an insignificant amount of time at these facilities, but significant things happen there. Hamid Yazdan is a Berkeley-based immigration attorney and a member of a new regional rapid response network that aims to keep attorneys on call for new detainees. Those first few hours of detention are critical because, he says, that's when detainees may be coerced into signing away their rights.
Someone may waive their right to a hearing in front of a judge, or they may waive their right to actually explore and articulate why they're afraid to return to their home country. And if they do waive those rights, they may be deported.
Clara Long is an attorney with the non-governmental organization Human Rights Watch. She studies human rights abuses against non-U.S. citizens, and secretive ICE facilities like these have long been on her radar.
You know, if you wanted to limit people's access to attorneys, then this is the system that you would set up.
She echoes local attorneys' concerns about due process. She's especially concerned because language in the agency's draft 2018 budget asks to increase the time limit that detainees can spend in short-term facilities.
That ask is indicative of an administration that's sort of ramping up to use short-term detention even more than it's currently being used.
But whether ICE will ever provide enough information for us to know about it is another question. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.
Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess also contributed to this report.